You think you know about relationships, but you're wrong. Listen, there's no magic bullet. I'm teaching life skills.
When he's sick, you need medicine. It don't always taste good.
Nah.
But it'll get you better. You need this medicine.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna always taste good. But this is what you need. Men and women, bottom line, we need to have the conversation. Your partner wants to give up control, but only if you know how to drive. This is about being the best you could ever be, whoever you are. I don't care if you're a man, a woman, LGBTQ, space aliens. I'll save anybody. I don't care. I'll teach a hedgehog how to have a threesome.
What do you mean by that?
Look, you don't have to listen to me, but you're wrong.
Listen, I know I'm great. And I know you're thinking, Dante, there's no way I could be like you. But you could be me, you know why?
Because you know who I was? Before I was me, I was you! You!
Man score 202.
Better hear what I've got to say because you won't get it again.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.
What's going on, GYBB? Get your balls back. WWDD. What would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited, yo. How you doing, nice. Harry? You ready to rock and roll?
Doing good. After you hand me some cash off the air, that's
how
Dante rolls.
That's
you
how
ever see
it.
Dante looking down?
Yeah,
it's not because he's snoozing. Just so you understand, he's counting some paper.
I'm counting paper. Just shout out to Dre in the building. Dre's still swamped. Writing for Charlemagne the God.
That's right. Check that out on Comedy Central.
On Comedy Central. We love that dude.
I've not checked it out. Shame on me for that. But I don't even have TV right now.
He will be back. We love him to death.
Yeah.
You good, Harry? You good?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. We're doing this special episode, just us two, right now. But what we're doing today is this is going to be like a sample of what we do on the Patreon for
right,
the regular
behind the
listeners.
Scene, technique.
Yeah.
Questions.
We do listener mail, usually, lately it's been exclusively on the Patreon. That's one of the benefits you get.
Yeah.
Being on the Patreon. And we'll take all the listener questions on the Patreon and stuff. Today we're going to be stretching it out. We sent some stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
On the social media. So we got some questions.
Some Patreon questions
some
too.
Some Patreon questions too. But let's see. This one we're going to answer some questions in general. But if you want more of this, you could always check us out. Patreon.com/manschool202. We're about to do another sort of 2.0 on it. Do some more stuff on Patreon.
Turn it, crank it up, and let's get it popping.
A little bit of a soft launch. But you guys, it helps us out a lot, man.
Yeah,
because
if we can't do this if y'all don't support us.
Yeah.
And so I really appreciate
it. We can, but we won't. We're older and
grumpy. And tired.
You got a baby.
Yeah.
I got a house now.
I'm tired.
Yeah, it takes a lot out of us. So it helps out when you do the Patreon. It gives us an extra reason.
And to be honest, I want to help people.
That's
you know
true,
what I mean?
Too. That is true,
anybody that's done a...
But you've been helping people for free
for a
long
8 years. Time, baby.
You did 2 presidential terms helping people.
More than that. Even before we were doing the podcast,
you've been helping people before 2 wars.
Yeah,
and 9/11.
Yes, before the Emancipation Proclamation.
You've been helping people.
I actually had Lincoln. Lincoln got Lincoln.
You told him to leave Mary Todd.
You said this bitch
is crazy.
But you know, I mean,
but he didn't listen.
You got to deal with the options you got. Anyway, what we got?
We got a couple. We got a couple on the Instagram at RealManSchool202. So we sent it out. We're doing listener mail. This first question, very quick question. Let's see here. Can you turn a straight chick bi? Can you turn a straight chick bi?
So here's a real interesting question, and this is in terms of, you know, what you know, when people talk about the Me Too thing, right?
Yeah.
One of the biggest problems with the Me Too thing was that there was a model at one time, a masculine model that, look, if I don't have no charisma, if I don't have no game, if I'm not pleasing to be with, what I will do is I will spend the rest of my life creating money and power, and then I will bend people's will to do what I want them to do because of money. And
right.
ultimately, that model changed, and people have been arrested and all kinds of things, and you know, and but it's also something that I've never really subscribed to.
You don't want to.
I don't want to fuck somebody that don't want to fuck me.
Right.
First of all, if you think about it, I don't want anybody to do something that they don't want to do. So that means that if somebody's not bi, then they're not bi.
Well, first of all, just so we get this out of the way, this argument, you cannot turn somebody bi.
Yeah, it's just, I
mean, like you can't become gay. You are either, that's who you are in your nature.
Right.
I believe in the nature over nurture. I don't think you can raise somebody and do something and then they turn gay. I think you're born that way.
I mean, I think that somebody might be curious, and then
sure.
And then because of the openness or the honesty.
I am not curious. I'll just throw that out there.
Yeah.
I'm very ignorant sexually.
I once had a girl. I was eating her pussy so good. She said to me, "There's nothing about you gay. Nothing."
She made that conclusion?
She made that conclusion from, you know.
It's weird because she had a lab coat when you were starting.
Well,
it was part of a survey.
Whatever you're into.
You can't turn somebody bi.
So you can't turn somebody bi. In most cases.
You plug that in, sorry.
What's that?
Low battery for some reason on that iPad.
It's actually in, but whatever.
It's in, all right. Anyway.
You can't change somebody into something they're not, nor should you want to.
Right.
You really have to keep in mind that if... Is that humming now?
No, I don't hear it.
The other thing is that if you're dealing with somebody who doesn't... Say for somebody who doesn't like giving head. If you force her to give head, then, you know, you don't want somebody holding their nose while they're blowing
they're doing
you.
Somebody.
I mean,
it's not fun.
It's not attractive at all.
It's not enjoyable for either party.
So I don't really get, I personally don't get that. You don't want to force anybody into something. Now there's a situation where somebody might have some curiosity.
Sure.
And because of the fact that she feels as though that she has a level of trust with you that she doesn't have with somebody else because she feels as though what I call the agency is not watching. She feels that she can be more inhibited with you. More inhibited with you that she can try some things. Then that's one thing. But if you're looking for somebody who is into women, then you got to find somebody who's into women.
Yeah, I mean, what you can do is create a comfortable environment to talk about sex where somebody who is curious about it would be willing to talk to you about that. I've had that happen where I create such a comfortable environment when I'm with a woman
say,
where
listen,
she'll let me know.
Or they'll hint. Like, I remember sitting up watching TV with a chick, and then she was like, "Wow, she's hot," and she would drop hints, and I'm like, you know, I would ask her, "You went to girls?" And then she'd be like, "I don't know," and you know, but really she's trying to tell you that she's into something.
But she's scared because also we have lived in a society for a very long time where even, you know, especially
where
certain
people are judgmental.
People are judgmental. So even saying that, like, "You fucking skank, you fucking bit," you know, just... And so women are still weary of that, just like they are of every piece of information.
Well, and they don't want you to judge them, especially if they like you. You know, and I find moreover than not, people are not really comfortable in their own skin, so they're not comfortable in being themselves. And one of the things is when you get somebody when you are with somebody who allows you to be comfortable in their own skin and you're not being judgmental, you'd be surprised what they'd be open to. But if somebody's just not into somebody, you know, like you have somebody who's actually been into, you know, has actually kind of tried women and then they go, "I just don't like it," you're just not going to change them. You know, that's just, and nor should you want to. You know, I think that's the most important thing. Once you understand that you're being the best version of yourself, you will have options that you didn't know you had before. And because you have those options, you can actually get what you want.
And if that's super important to you, that's something that you have to decide early on. If having threesomes is like a big part, you need to find somebody who enjoys that level of sexual activity. I don't think you could turn somebody.
And you got to be worthy. You got to be worthy of that too. You know, you have to. If you don't think that you're worthy of that, we'll get into that in a second. I want to touch on that. What else we got?
Here is another question here from our Instagram. Okay, How do you deal with in-laws that don't like your spouse?
Okay, so there's always a question of, you know, I mean, that's a question, but it's a question that's, you know, gives very little information. But I would say this. The person that you choose to be with is the person you choose to be with. If your family doesn't have the respect for you, to be civil in the context of you dating somebody who they don't like. I mean, this is your choice. I mean, your mother chose your father, your sister chooses her, whoever she wants, and nobody gets to choose the person that you want to be with. There's a boundary. I mean, it's the same thing I would say to somebody in the relationship they're in, is that you have to set certain boundaries, but you have to set those. It's an interesting thing, as much as we talk about relationships and the social dynamic of relationships, but everything applies to everything else. If you're a grown man and you're living and trying to be the best version of yourself, your family should respect you in the same way that you expect your relationship, your counterpart or your partner to respect you. And whether they like them or not, I mean, they're not there for your family. They're there for you. Mm. And if they respect you, then they'll be civil and so on and so forth. It's really not up to them. I would say the question is, why does your family not like why do the in-laws not like you?
Yeah, you gotta ask. Also, it's like the source. How much do you respect your in-laws' opinion?
Yeah, or your family's opinion.
The question is, if in-law, how do you, wait, well, let me reread that question. Which place is coming from? I mean, not that it matters. How do you deal with in-laws that don't like your spouse? I guess that would be your parents that
who
you're with. So you got to question, one, what is the source of it? Do you respect your parents' decision?
Is there a reason why this is a problem?
Yeah, why they don't
And then the question is the boundaries and the standards in which you like this person, you have to be comfortable with. Your parents, eventually, I mean, I don't mean to put it like that, but eventually your parents are going to die. And you're going to be with the person you want to be with. If you are comfortable with that person, then you don't really have to answer to anybody. And anybody that doesn't respect who you like.
Also, when it comes to my parents, there's things I respect about their opinion. There's other things I don't give a shit. Like if my mom goes, oh, I don't like those shoes. Great. I don't care what you think about the shoes because you've been so crazy that I don't respect any decision you make, basically. Like my mom told me that she'd rather I fucking sell hot dogs than do comedy. That was how she approached my dream. And after that point, I went, oh.
Oh, you don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck. So your opinion is now null and void.
Yeah.
I might as well get letters from a crazy person. That is how
I value it. Literally, if somebody's a neo-Nazi and then they go, well, you know what black people should do about that? Yeah, you don't get a fuck.
Honestly,
opinion.
Let's not stop it at that. If they're a neo-Nazi and they have financial advice,
I'm still
like, I'm not fucking with you either. But
yeah,
no, thanks.
I'm good. So I think this comes about you being the best version of yourself. And the fact that it's one thing if a parent comes up to you and says, listen, I'm really uncomfortable with this girl. I have a few concerns, such and such and such. I was looking out for you. As opposed to somebody that just has a feeling and they go, I don't like this person or whatever.
Also, you can ask. You can ask also, hey, is my spouse good to my parents? Is she a good person overall?
Yeah.
Am I constantly making excuses for her?
Right.
Oh, she's just agitated. She's having a rough day at work. If you do enough of that, then at some point you got to go, maybe it's her.
They could be right. But the point is, supposedly you're supposed to be at the point where you're doing your own self-introspection, where you're evaluating this person and whether or not this person is good for your life anyway.
Right.
And not just because she's hot, because you're fine guys will... Somebody will be, be with a girl because she's hot and she's just an awful human being and they're seeing that you are bending and bowing and just not being the best version of yourself, and, you know, acting as if you don't deserve to be there. And you know, there's usually a reason. Unless, of course, you got just jealous family members who don't think that anybody's good enough for you.
Yeah, you got to ask yourself that. It comes from the source. Like, your parents aren't different than any other source.
Mm-hmm.
So if Dante gives me a piece of advice, Dante's given me so much good advice and good perspective that I trust whatever opinion he has. So if he was telling me, ah, that girl ain't that good, I have to take that with some consideration.
Not only that, but I think whenever we have a conversation, it's in good faith.
Yeah.
My genuine concern is about your happiness. You got to ask yourself, if you live in a toxic household where your parents' genuine concern is not about your particular happiness, then I think that's something that you got to take into consideration. Then their opinion really doesn't matter, because on a base level, they're not really concerned about your happiness in the first place.
Yeah.
So
you got to ask yourself all those questions. Here we go. Another one here. How do you deal with an ex that's getting into your circle? Okay. Interesting. So this is somebody you broke up with, and
they broke up.
Now, finding themselves in your circle because you might have had similar friends. Maybe that's how you...
Well, if he's saying that they're getting into your circle, then you have to assume that...
They weren't in the circle.
She weren't in the circle, and she's making an effort to do so.
Mm.
If somebody is in the circle, not in the circle, and they're working to get into your circle, the assumption pretty much could be that this person is... they're doing this on purpose. This goes with everything else. You have to really set real boundaries. And those boundaries have to be you have to be a man about the boundaries that you set. Whether she's your ex or not, I'm assuming that you've moved on, and because you've moved on, you know, she gets to have a life and be around the people that she wants to be around. The problem, moreover than not, is that usually if that's happening, there's something else going on. And maybe she hasn't resolved the fact that she's, you know, because if I'm not talking to anybody no more, I'm not trying to be in the same circle around them. You know, I personally am moving on to a whole different social group of people, a whole different social dynamic, because I'm not interested in that. And that's, of course, we're friends. I'm assuming that they're not friends like that, because then there would be no question about this.
Right.
There
wouldn't be a concern. Is that your phone? What was that?
Yeah, it was my phone.
Oh, there. Yeah. There wouldn't be a question about that. For me, I don't know, man. I don't have energy to fight with people and do politics and all that bullshit. I try to move on and make a better life for myself. I know some people are harder to get over than others, but that's another thing you got to practice is, you know, getting past that, which is a whole other topic. We talk about it, you know, putting up number of five, you know, five chicks to get away
like
from
your ex, if you're going
guys.
To break up and you haven't broken up, if you've dated five different women, I mean, because what happens, there's a reason why I say getting over your ex is five women away. There's a reason why that, and five men away. Because what happens is when you're dating somebody for some period of time, love and feelings and emotions are chemicals. It's a chemical addiction. It's an endorphin release. And that endorphin release is predicated by her voice, her smell, her taste, her touch, all the things that you make these connections to everything that is her. And so the pain that you're feeling a lot of times is this love that you're feeling, which is triggered by particular stimulus, which could be her voice, her tone, the things that she does, the way she touches you. And so when, you know, a lot of times people are like, you know, I want to get into myself. The worst thing in the world to do, the first thing you need to do is get back out there and get back in the game. Because if you don't, when you start to see people or date people and have sex, hook up with people, what happens is the first one is always awkward because you're accustomed to a certain woman, a certain tempo, a certain touch, a certain taste, and it feels awkward because it feels unnormal. It feels different. The second time, it still feels awkward, but a little less. So the third time, you start to get comfortable. So it's almost like a rebooting of the computer.
Right.
You know,
right.
You reboot the computer so that you can look at.
Also, there's chemicals and things that just feels good to have either sex or even if it's not sex, a connection right. with another person, a sexual connection, an emotional
which
connection.
Which is going to be clearly different. Right. It's going to be triggered by different things.
Right. It's not the same as hanging out with friends. But that's also great feelings. It gives you, like you said, endorphins and things like that. So it helps you, even just over regular depression, it helps you
yeah.
become, it feels you
being
with
social,
a little joy.
Being around people, yeah. especially being around intimate and in an intimate way, because it gives you options. You know, the fact that you're validating what your value is based on the fact that you have options. So I think that's really important. But you really want to reboot the computer so that you can get over this. But as far as the question is concerned, this is just like anything. A man sets his boundaries, not out of anger, because it's the right thing to do. This is I'm deciding, you know, you have to put yourself first, because if you don't put yourself first, nobody else will. So you have to decide what makes you happy. And if this person who's your ex, if you're moved on or something, then and you don't want access to that, I mean, you can't tell her not to hang out with you, but you cannot be available to her. So, you know, if she's creeping in on your social circle and you don't want that,
now,
I'll say this,
yeah, as far as creeping in on the social circle, if there's a situation where this relationship was very toxic, this mm-hmm. relationship was very bad, she's a bad person, you don't want her a part of your life at all, generally, your friends should understand that.
Yeah.
They should know that. And if they're still hanging out with her, I mean, I've had exes where that's happened, and I've worked with people where that's happened, where you go,
right.
Explain to you why this person is terrible to be around.
Mm-hmm.
I've opened my heart to you, told you all the awful details of all the things she did.
Right.
And if you still hang out with her after that, okay, that's a mental note for me.
It's fine,
that maybe
but it's
I shouldn't
also,
hang
it's
out
also
with you.
A test, right, it's also a testimony to what kind of friendship you have and
right.
the friendships that you have. All of these things get evaluated. Everything gets evaluated, and it gets evaluated individually on a day-to-day basis. And I really don't see any problem with that. In fact, I think you should do that. People change, situations change, the dynamic of relationships change, and at such time that it doesn't work for you and it doesn't make you happy, it's time to move on. Your happiness has to be important.
Well, okay, let's see. I'm looking through my phone for other messages here that we have, because we've got a lot of them. We thank you for giving us the listener mail. This is one from one of our Patreon listeners.
Cool.
So let me open that up. Bear with me here. Cam. What's up, Cam?
What's going on, Cam?
Thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. Recently broke it off with the person I was seeing, still good friends, but had to break it off because down the line I want my own kids, and she is an older chick and can't. Even though I grew to love her, I didn't want to take that option away from myself. So now I'm working on myself to set myself up better to create more options, working out, focusing on finances, and progressing at work. With that, I'm having a hard time to lay the five bricks. And got out of that routine because I was dating someone and almost feel guilty doing it. That's why you never stop, by the way. You always want to keep your tools sharp a little bit. It doesn't mean you cheat, but it means be
it
sociable
means you
with
should
people.
Be sociable. You should be working on your social skills. If you're not working on your social skills, how often you hear so many guys like, oh, I'm domesticated. I wouldn't know how to date if I had to.
Right.
You see this. People see it's guys
not like
say this
being,
all the time.
People look at marriage or relationships like being a ball player. Well, I hung up the cleats. Like, no, you never know when you're going to be back in the game, but also just as a human being.
Yeah.
You should be.
I mean, the reason why this woman loves you is because of who you are. And if you let go the things that, she fell in love with you about in the first place, chances are she's not gonna like you no more. That's if you're still in the relationship, and you're in a marriage. I mean, a shout out to Vinnie Grant. Vinnie Grant been married for years, and he says he still dates his wife. You know, he still wakes up with the energy of keeping her interested and attractive, and I definitely subscribe to that. To the same token, if somebody's not doing the same for you, you know, this is about you gauging what your happiness is. And if you can gauge what your happiness is and you can say yay or nay, you are happy, then things need to be changed.
Yeah.
So he's asking, what, that he's having a problem with the five bricks or he feels guilty or I'm not...
Sorry, I didn't finish it. I guess I interrupted it for that tirade on my part. Mm-hmm. Working out, I was dating someone who felt almost guilty about it. The breakup is fresh. So question is, do I prioritize the other aspects of my life or the five bricks? Because it's hard to budget time for both. Thanks again, y'all. You guys are awesome. It's five bricks throughout the day, anytime, any place, anywhere.
Guys, so let me explain the five bricks because I'm actually getting ready to put together a whole class, an online class to understand how to make you more social, how to create your options and so on and so forth. Laying the five bricks is talking to five women a day, just paying a compliment to five women a day every day with no intention on getting a number, with no intention on getting a date, and it has to come from an honest place. So if you got somebody that's 800 pounds, you don't go, oh, wow, you look really skinny today. You're paying a compliment from a sincere place. I'll be talking about this more when I post the videos and stuff, and then you guys can get all the information off the videos. But the point is to create this kind of social environment where you're a social person. And I've heard this a bunch of times. Oh, I'm not really a guy who's like really social. Well, this is why your life sucks in the first place. Mm. I get tired of hearing people make these declarations about who they are when they're not happy with what their outcome is or what their situation is in the first place. I'm not really interested in that. I can teach you how to get the things that you want, but you can't get it. You can't get what you want being the same person you are.
Right. You got to do something different to change it up.
If you want to be a contender, you want to be a welterweight contender, you got to cut weight. You know, if you want to learn MMA, that means you got to go roll on the mat. So it's if you want to learn salsa, you got to take a salsa class. You don't get to be who you are and still get everything worth something is worth a just sacrifice. And that just sacrifice is usually worth what you get from it. But it's work. It's work being a man. It's work being impeccable. But when you work to be the man that you want to be, that begets a particular confidence, because nobody can tell you you're not who you are,
right?
Because you've done the work there. Nobody's questioning you. What somebody's opinion doesn't matter because you have done the work. You know, I've had situations where I've talked to girls and they're toxic or whatever, they'll say something nasty to bring you down a peg, or you ain't this or you ain't this. And you literally like, look,
you brush it
whatever,
off.
Whatever.
You brush cool. it off.
It's cool if you don't like me, you know, but I know I will always have options because I am who I am. I'm working to be as close to who I say I am every day.
And you put and in that effort, so you know I'm not. I at the very least, I'm making an effort to do it. I'm not a quitter. I'm not a bum.
And that's an interesting thing because that comes into what he was saying. It's really hard to work on myself. No, it's not. Well, we're talking about five bricks a day. Nobody's asking you to make a big. Nobody's asking you to bag somebody up or to get their number. You pay five compliments a day and you keep it moving. You should be able to do that in the everyday passing of the day. And if you're already looking, well, what should I do this? Should I cut this? No, you don't. It's just like guys have asked me, you know, I want to be king of the castle. He's like, when do I get the day off? You never get the day off. It's like asking, when I'm driving, when do I get to take a nap? You don't get to take a nap. If you're driving and you want to continue to control, like to not control, but if you want your life to move in the direction that you do, you have to drive the car all the time. Yeah. That's what
it means.
I never
look at it as being the king of the castle. It's more being, we talk about being captain of the ship, because the captain's still working. You may be the captain.
Right.
King can delegate responsibility.
Yeah, he's still working too. He's got to be aware of everything. He's got to make decisions. He's got to be aware of everything. If there are wars, he has to, you know, command his strategy. There's constant work. So you being a man is not an easy thing. Being what we consider a dude who's authentic and credible and empathetic is not an easy thing to do. But the payoff for that is that there's a level of confidence where you're never questioning what your value is. You moreover than not get exactly what you want when you want it once you define it, and you're not sitting up worrying about being a fraud, you know. And I think that's as soon as I hear somebody say it's hard to do this, everything hurt hard. If everything worth something is worth a just sacrifice. And if you're not willing to worth the sacrifice, there's no judgment part on my part. But then
you don't get to complain.
You just won't have it.
Yeah.
You just won't have it,
and you don't get to complain, why don't I have it if I don't at least make an effort or an attempt for it.
There are no victims. There's only volunteers.
Right.
There's only volunteers. So you get to be a victim the first time. The first time that you screw up, you get to be a victim. After that, you don't get to be a victim. You're signing up for something. It's just like when you're in a toxic relationship, right? And you know this woman is toxic. You know, you don't know it the first time, but you surely know it
after week 8. You should know it. You don't get to be shocked.
You don't get to be shocked that this is happening or that this woman is disrespectful or unappreciative. You're signing up for that. And that goes for women as well. I mean, I've seen this over and over again. You get a guy who may be emotionally or physically abusive, and he's this and he's that. And I'm like, look, you know what he is. If you're showing up and letting this motherfucker in your house who's toxic and who's going to be abusive, expect the abuse. It's nobody else's fault but your own.
Okay, we're some of these from our Patreon listeners, and thank you for supporting us. DJ Sneak Freak, Sneaker Freak,
Sneaker
DJ
Freak.
Sneaker Freak. I know DJ.
Yeah.
I love DJ. Let me cut it off here so I'll find it here on the computer. Bear with me here. There we go. No, I didn't. I missed. Any good ways to explain to a woman you love her company but need time alone? Most women want to spend every second of free time I have, which is mostly taken by sleep since I work a lot. But anytime I put myself first, it's a battle of, do you even want me here? When is it? It's easy to navigate, but is there a better way to set it up? Just inquiring, I guess, and keep going, or just ignore it and keep going?
Well, okay, so here's
women do love your time.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if you don't want women to want your time, just don't be so dope. You know, I mean, I hate to put it that way. There's a reason why she wants your time. She wants your time because it's comforting to her. It's satisfying to her. She sees your time and your energy as valuable. And so, let's be honest, why would she not want more? You know, it just doesn't make sense for her not to want more.
You could also start leaving your underwear on the floor, not bathing. That'll lower. I mean, there's ways to reduce the amount of time a woman wants.
I don't want anybody to take that and think you were not kidding.
Oh, okay.
And then
could shit on the floor. I mean, that'll really drastically cut it. The first time, it'll cut it in half.
Shit in her underwear drawer. No.
Yeah.
I think what's interesting even about that is that you know that. I mean, it's a nice feeling to know that somebody wants your time and wants all of your time. To the same token, this is about your particular happiness. No man is going to be happy if he's with a woman and she's unhappy or unfulfilled. And so there's a good feeling. There's a feeling that feels good about the fact that you are wanted and you're desired and your time is important to her and she wants to spend all your time. To the same token, we're adults. You have to function. I mean, you have to go to work. You have to get sleep. Because if not, then you're not going to be the best version of yourself, especially when you spend time with her. So the boundaries that you set are exactly what you want them to be. The best way to do that is to set that up in the beginning and say that this is, you know, when the relationship is early, and the and you know, you go, listen, I you know, I like spending time with you, but you know, my sleep is important to me. I'm working. I'm pursuing certain things that I'm pursuing are very important to me, and I'm not willing to compromise those things. And if you are, if you're looking to compromise and you can't respect the things that are making me happy, then maybe we're not the best fit. It's just that simple. Which, very honestly, nobody's leaving because of that. Because
no.
Nobody thinks you're dope, wants your time, and leaves you because you can't, because they can't have all of your time.
They'd have to find somebody better than you, and the odds are very low if they're already.
If you're really working to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
So there's that. So
I mean, I've been in situations in my, especially when I was had a full rotation going. I definitely didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah.
But the way to do it is just to be honest and upfront. Like one girl, I was like, listen, I really enjoy hanging out with you, just so you know. Literally the only thing we could do, if you want to come over, would be to fuck and then sleep, because I don't have anything.
Right.
If you want to do that, if you don't, I fully understand.
I get that.
And then you get a yes, right? Usually you get a yes because somebody will be willing. Now, that's an extreme example, right? That's
right.
An extreme. But in the confines of a relationship or somebody you're seeing that's maybe more exclusive or it's more of a thing than a casual affair.
You get to set your boundaries.
You can set whatever boundaries you want. And you can say, look, And you have to, you set it up front, you know, you go, hey, I really enjoy hanging out with you, just so you know, I need to sleep, I'm super exhausted. If this is too much for you, I was like throwing this in the end. If this is too much for you and you don't want to do this anymore,
or,
I fully understand.
Or if this is not enough for you.
Or this, yeah.
If what I have to give you is not enough, I totally get that.
Yeah.
But being able to decide where your happiness lies, and that doesn't mean to not be reasonable. I mean, you can't be with... I mean, look, if it's just fucking sleep and you tell somebody, look, this is what it is, fucking sleep, she's an adult, she gets to make that decision. But, you know, I think there's also... I think there's a certain level. I think he likes this girl or he's with this girl and he likes her.
Sure.
And he wants her to... And so I think there's times when I make sacrifices, you know, I mean, especially with my son, like you know, I mean, my back is killing me, so me, you know, I slip disc and all kinds of shit, but I walked around in the aquarium not that long ago with my son and my wife, and we...
He fought a bull shark, right?
Yeah, I mean, Doug.
He jumped into the tank.
Yeah, jumped in and wrestled the bull shark, but it
made
just,
him tap out, too.
It's not something that, I mean, with my back pain and stuff like that, and... It's difficult for me, but you make those sacrifices, but you make those sacrifices in the context of the fact of what you can do and what you can't do. And the reality is that it's okay if you don't fit. If you come to you come to the crossroads where you go, this does not work for me anymore, then you have a conversation. And then this way you don't have to feel any kind of way by things not working out. You could say, this just didn't work.
And now, what about for his sake? Because he did say, I need time alone, right? And sometimes, he says, most of the time it's sleep. But sometimes, dictate that boundary.
You can dictate that boundary. Personally, because here's what will happen. Think about what happens if you're a person who needs their alone time, and then you're going to keep circumventing that because you don't want to upset her. You're not going to want to be around her. Like, this is not going to be a positive situation,
right?
Because you're going to be aggravated because of the fact
you're going to kind of subconsciously resent her.
You're going to resent her, I don't know about, like, I don't resent people, because if I've made that decision to circumvent what my happiness is, then that's my fault. I don't get to complain about that. But then I also don't get to bitch about what I didn't ask for, the boundaries that I didn't set up. You know,
right. And
so I think that the understanding, you know, on a base level, you have to be working to be the best version of yourself so that you understand what your value. I'm going to go into that a little bit. If you walk into a Bentley dealership, you know, you got to have $300,000 in your pocket, at least that. Right. So if you don't have that, you shouldn't be in the Bentley dealership.
What are you doing in there?
Yeah, so
wasting people's time.
If you understand what your value is, then The problem is when the terminology I use over and over again is called shoplifting the pussy. Mm. It's when you think you are working, you are in the store that you know you can't afford. Meaning,
right.
And I don't mean on a financial basis. What I mean is just basically in terms of social capital. When you understand what your value is and what you bring to the table, you get to go where your capital allows you to be. Meaning if you're kind and generous and loyal and you're, you know, a hard worker and you're credible and you tell the truth and all of those qualities that we talk about all the time, those things give you this. You're not faking. The problem is when you're not that guy, and then you're being a fraud about who you are. You're ultimately going, I'm not the person that I really am. This woman is ultimately going to be. She's going to have buyer's remorse. She's gonna be with you and not want to be with you, and that in itself is a difficult situation.
Right.
So you wanna work to be the best version of yourself, and then you're allowed to create the boundaries that you see fit. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And there's also nothing wrong with her saying, this is not enough for me. Because it's not enough for me, I gotta go and find somebody else. Which right. She might just say that.
And I've had that happen. But if she was important enough to me, I made the time. But sometimes literally you can't, you know. It's a balance of what you're doing in your life, and there is a part of you that should ask, hey, am I doing the right thing? Am I actually trying to balance her out enough?
Right, right. I mean, taking into this the other acronym that I use. I don't say this a lot, but it's RFF, reasonable, fair, and firm.
Is what I'm doing reasonable?
Is it reasonable? What I'm asking for, is it reasonable? Is what she's asking for reasonable? Am I being fair about what I'm asking for and what I'm giving? And am I being firm about my boundaries, the boundaries that I've set? And when I can go down that checklist and say yes, 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 sometimes people just don't fit. And what a lot of times when people don't fit or you're not living up to their particular standards, they want to talk about you ain't shit, you ain't this, you're like, fuck you. You don't get to define me. I think that is the biggest thing that I've learned in all the years, is just that if you define yourself, you don't leave room for other people to define you.
But also then there's something else we talk about. This is a little bit of a side road, but we do talk about you also when you get credit. When someone gives you credit, you also have to look at the source as well.
Well, I don't pick up the credit.
Yeah, you don't pick. Yeah, same thing.
You know, you want to explain the concept? Or you
well, the concept being that if you take all the credit that everyone gives you, all the positivity, you also have to equally accept the validity of the negativity. So if you absorb, and when people give you positive reviews in life or say, hey, man, you're great, you're awesome, blah, 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 and you take that in and you go, wow, I am great, I am awesome, then you also have to take the negativity because it's coming from the same set of sources.
Well, the distinction is also that the validation of yourself is based on what other people think.
Right, if you're doing that, if you're accepting that.
People will come. I mean, I have endless people slide in my DM. I've been listening to you, and since Black Phillip, I've been listening to Beige Phillip. You've changed my life. My life is so better, so different because of you. I appreciate this, that, the other, and I'm pleased to get those.
Right.
It's nice. It's a nice validation. But my intention is to help people anyway.
Right.
So the fact that you acknowledge it is just an acknowledgement of the truth. It doesn't. I don't go, oh wow, now I'm patting myself on the back because somebody else is patting. I'm already doing it. If I'm already doing it, then all you are is just acknowledging the truth that already exists. Now, if I allow somebody to define who I am, then I also allow that person to. If they think I ain't shit, then I ain't shit too.
Right.
Because my value is based on what somebody else thinks.
Right.
Not on the work, the time, the energy, the sacrifice in the work that I put in.
Right.
And I think that is what I mean by that. I don't pick it up. You know, I always say it's a saloon door. It swings both ways.
Yeah.
If you take the accolades, then you have to also take the criticism. And you know, people, a lot of times when people have that power over you, you'd be surprised how much they take that advantage of.
What about for a negative person? Not talking about anybody specific. But a negative person who will be able to go, oh, I can't take the credit and positivity, so therefore, is it okay to use some of that to raise yourself up a little bit?
Listen, I think when you, if you say, for instance, look, how much weight did you lose so far now?
Probably 50 pounds.
Okay, so 50 pounds. Mm. Every day that I know you, you're working on this. Working on losing weight, working out, being more fit, eating right, cutting out. So somebody going, wow, you look great. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But the only reason why you look great is all the sacrifice
that
you've done.
The work that
I put in. It's
the
work that you put in.
Yeah.
So it's nice to hear that somebody notices. But that, so you know what? Here's an even better, a better analogy. Trust is something, is not, nobody can give you trust. You earn people's trust. When you are untrustworthy, people don't trust you, right? It doesn't mean that you're untrustworthy, that you're trustworthy some of the time. Being trustworthy means that you're trustworthy all the time. Now, I understand that nobody's perfect, but when you, when somebody trusts you implicitly, it's because you have done the work to make them think that. Hmm. You, when every interaction that you've had with this person gives them a reason to trust you. So they're not giving you trust. It's something that you've earned.
Right.
If you've earned it and they don't give it, then that's their loss. Because you haven't changed. This is because this person might be insecure or doesn't trust people or whatever. But then that's somebody who really hasn't fulfilled. They're not fulfilled in their own self. There is truth, and the truth of it is that somebody who's trustworthy is somebody that you can trust all the time, or at least not to say that people don't make mistakes, but they trust all over. So somebody giving you trust is the same thing, and so value is the same thing. You have value because you give value to people's lives. You enhance people's lives. You make their lives better. You make their lives better on multiple levels. Whether somebody recognizes that or not doesn't change what you've put in. You know, you could lend money, lend somebody. You could have a cousin that's strung out on drugs. You can lend them money all the time. And then the one time you don't lend money to them, then you're selfish.
Fuck you. You ain't shit.
Right. So does that mean that you've negated the 100 times before that you gave me? No. What it means is that the person that is evaluating you is not evaluating you in good faith. So I don't give that. I don't want to give that opportunity for somebody to do something. I'm evaluating my generosity, my trust, my sacrifice, my loyalty. I'm constantly evaluating that every day, and because I'm evaluating that every day, I'm bulletproof because I don't really care what you think. I know who I am because of the work that I've shown and the sacrifices that I've made. So I think I'm getting too far away from the question. The question was,
let's see, hold on, let me go back because I forgot too. No. Any good way? Was this really the one? Any good way? We really went off the island.
Yeah,
any
yeah.
good ways to explain a woman that you need time
right,
alone?
Right. The whole point is this is the value. If you are kind and good, they're gonna want to be with you all the time, and they're gonna want your time.
If you're really good, if you're exceptionally good, woman will even.
Oh, she's gonna want your time all the time.
She'll take you. She'll want it all the time.
Yeah.
She will take it part time if that's the best option that she can get.
Right. Right. But to be the best version of yourself, you need to give yourself the things that you need to be the best version. So if you're constantly in the context of cutting yourself short and not giving yourself the things that make you happy, you're just not gonna be the same person, you know.
Right.
I indulge myself whenever I want to indulge myself.
Most definitely.
Because I feel like I deserve it, you know. And sometimes I indulge myself a little bit too much, but you know that's the cross that I bear. But. Being who I am, knowing that I am who I say I am, gives me a confidence that I can't imagine. I want everybody to be able to feel that.
Sure.
You know? So
of course.
So you're allowed to say you don't have to have an excuse. I am a person who needs time alone at times. And I need to, and I'm taking this time alone. If, and if that is not something, you can always end the relationship, you know?
If she doesn't understand that, if she doesn't understand what you're doing with that, then it's not a right fit, and it's time that you can give her her papers and go, hey, you're more than welcome to leave. Or you can just end it yourself. You don't even have to go, you're more than welcome. You can go, this isn't working for me.
And because what'll happen is if you don't, if you just say you're more than welcome to leave, you know, that's not making an ultimate decision.
No.
That's negotiating. You're going, because what she's going
to
do
is... You can say you're more than welcome to leave when you're okay if she leaves or if she stays.
Right. And but if she's still going to be nagging you or pushing you to do things, then you have to make the decision. You got to constantly define what your happiness is and make the decisions that are best for you in the context of that.
Well, okay. We're at our... I think we're at the end of the regular show this time. But we're going to keep going on Patreon. As we normally do, we do these listener mails a couple times. We do the bonus show on Patreon. We're going to be doing some more stuff as well.
Sign up, patreon.com, yes. TheManSchool202. We're in studio, so
I'll add the sound. I'll add the outro music after the fact. Really appreciate you guys supporting us on Patreon because it does keep the show going.
And I'm going to start doing live questions on the Instagram, and I'll be posting that up as well. So, GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The Sexual Revolutions being podcasted. I love y'all, man. Keep listening and support us. Thank you. I appreciate you.